Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Schools Chief Pedro Martinez is fighting to keep his job after rejecting the mayor's request that he resign. His contract may help, at least in the short term. Under former Mayor Lori Lightfoot, a key change was made to Martinez's contract. If he is fired without cause, he gets to stay on as CEO for 6 months. Robert Bruno is a University of Illinois professor of labor relations. He says this is not at all that unusual and may prevent the board from acting capriciously.
So it's a bit more favorable, obviously, to the person in the position to get a longer off-ramp.
But the provision could put the board in a bind. They're appointed by the mayor, who has deep disagreements with the CEO. The mayor likely does not want the CEO to stick around for half a year, but firing him for cause also presents complications. A new lawsuit claims Illinois has been violating state and federal law for nearly two decades by not providing special ed services to young people behind bars. The federal lawsuit claims Illinois has failed to provide special ed services to eligible young people locked up in adult prisons, despite state and federal laws that mandate correctional facilities to do so. The plaintiffs seek to make the case a class action lawsuit. Their attorneys estimate it could affect between 100 to 300 individuals currently in custody. A spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Corrections declined to comment. That story was reported by WBEZ and Open Campus. Polling from an Illinois business group shows support for a new state law that prohibits some so-called swipe fees from credit card companies. The law says companies like Visa and MasterCard can no longer charge interchange fees on sales tax or tips starting next July. The Illinois Retail Merchants Association commissioned a poll of 800 people. More than 70% of them said they support that. Gordon Davis co-owns Whimsy Tea Company in downtown Springfield. He says they paid about $5,000 in swipe fees last year.
Profitability for retailers, if they're doing really, really well, it's about 15%. If 5% of that is going to the credit card companies, businesses aren't sustainable.
Banks are against the idea, with some saying it means consumers will be able to use their cards in fewer places and get shortchanged on rewards points. Each September, Chicago Gourmet highlights Chicago's culinary scene through a series of events. Chef Marcos Carbajal is the owner of Carnitas Uruapan. He is co-hosting the event Tacos and Tequila along with celebrity chef Rick Bayless. Carbajal says the event will feature all you can eat and drink tacos, tequila, mezcal, and traditional Mexican music.
If you think about this event in the context of, you know, gourmet food in the city of Chicago, just having its own night be dedicated to Mexican food just really elevates, you know, how our food is perceived. You know, with some of these really, really high-end places downtown, it's great and it's very validating to be invited.
Proceeds benefit the Illinois Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. Tacos and Tequila kicks off tonight at the Harris Theater. Some more things you should know today. The U.S. Senate has passed a resolution honoring Wadi Al-Fayoumi, the 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy from Plainfield who was murdered last October. The resolution states, quote, "No one should be a target of hate because of their ethnicity or religion. Authorities say the murder is an anti-Muslim, anti-Palestinian crime." The measure is stalled in the U.S. House. The McCormick Place Lakeside Center is now covered in polka dots. The decals are an attempt to keep birds from crashing into the all-glass building during fall migration, which is ramping up this week. More than 50 million birds flew through the Windy City last night. Last year, around this time, more than 1,000 birds died in one night after crashing into McCormick Place. Tickets for the Chicago International Film Festival go on sale tomorrow. The festival is celebrating its 60th year with a lineup of nearly 200 films from all around the world, including several U.S. premieres. The festival takes place October 16th through 27th. Films are shown at venues across the city, including the Music Box Theater and the Gene Siskel Film Center. Today's weather will be sunny, with a high in the mid-70s, and there'll be similar temperatures tomorrow, but more cloudy skies. That's it for the rundown. If you like us, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.